He strolls on, braying, blissfully unaware, with his wallet in his left back pocket. He has a large gut but almost no backside, and his wallet is pretty much aching for me to take it. I amble along behind him. Henry has a clear view as I deftly insert my thumb and forefinger into the mark's pocket and liberate the wallet. I drop back. They walk on. I pass the wallet to Henry, and he shoves it into his pants as I walk ahead. I show Henry some other techniques. How to take a wallet from the inside breast pocket of a suit, how to shield your hand from view while it's inside a woman's purse, 6 different ways to distract someone while you take their wallet, how to take a wallet out of a backpack, and how to get someone to inadvertently show you where their money is. He's more relaxed now. He's even starting to enjoy this. Finally, I say, "Okay, now you try." He's instantly petrified. "I can't." "Sure you can. Look around. Find someone." We are standing in the Japanese print room. It's full of old ladies. "Not here." "Okay, where?" He thinks for a minute. "The restaurant?" We walk quietly to the restaurant. I remember this all vividly. I was totally terrified. I look over at myself, and sure enough, his face is white with fear. I'm smiling because I know what comes next. We stand at the end of the line for the garden restaurant. Henry looks around, thinking. In front of us in line is a very tall, middle-aged man wearing a beautifully cut brown, lightweight suit. It's impossible to see where the wallet is. Henry approaches him with one of the wallets I've lifted earlier, proffered on his outstretched hand.
"Sir, is this yours?"
says Henry softly.
"It was on the floor."
"Huh? No. The man checks his right back pants pocket, finds his wallet safe, leans over Henry to hear him better, takes the wallet from Henry and opens it.